Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Aget Vincent, everybody. Aget Tomit. Just to share with you a shaila that came up on the second day of Yom Tov. In Beis HaMedrash Tiferes Yisrael, they auctioned the Aliyas, and I had Ravi. And then for Chamishi, they called up my grandson. And I turned around to the Gabba afterwards and I said, isn't there a hakboda about calling up a grandson after a grandfather? And he said to me, no, definitely not. Okay, so I looked it up. We're looking at Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Vov. The Mechaba says there that you can't, he says there, the Mechaba is very interesting Loshan. He starts off by saying, there is no hakpoda in halacha calling up anybody after anybody. In other words, mitzad ha-halacha, mitzad ikka ha-din, you can call up anybody after anybody, there are even two brothers, even a son after the father. But then he says, as mishum ein obisha, because of ayin hara, the minig is as ein manichim, that we do not allow. Two things he mentions. He mentions shnei achim, two brothers, one after the other. And the next one is ben achahoav, a son after a father. So a father and a son, the son is following the father. I presume it's the other way around as well, but I didn't see it anywhere. But normally, I suppose, as covered, you would give covered to the father and call him up first, and then the son second. So, ben achahav ein manichim. He says, mishum ein abisha b'sha, because of ayin hara, whatever ayin hara is, and that would make a difference probably to the halacha. So the Ramah says, yeah, that even shvi umaftir, even though you've got a break between because you're saying Kaddish, but nevertheless, between Shvi and Mafti, you can't either. If you've got the Hakpodah, let's take Shnei Achim as our standard example, then you've got Shnei Achim, two brothers, and you want to give one of them Shvi, you want to give them Mafti, there is a Kaddish in between, but nevertheless, that's not considered enough of a break. Zokta Oruch HaShulchan, but on a Yom Tov, where the Mafti is in a different Sefer Torah, and you've got a Hag B'Galila in between, or on Chol HaMoed as well. No, Chol HaMoed, it depends. On Chol HaMoed Pesach, yeah. On Chol HaMoed Pesach, it says the same thing, where you take out two Sefer Torah, then if the last Aliyah in the first Sefer goes to one brother, and the next Aliyah goes in the second Sefer, after a Hag B'Galila and a Kaddish, to the second brother, then the Shulchan Aruch says, Loi choshashu la'ayin hara. In such a situation, they're not choshesh for ayin hara. Says the Ba'a Heitev, there on the page, Simen Kuf Memalav Sif Vov, B'Shem the Shiori Knesset HaGdoyla, V'hu Adin Av Uben Benoi. That the same halacha will apply to a father and a grandson. In other words, in my case, where you had Av, as in me, having the Aliyah of Ravi, and then Ben Benoi having the Aliyah of Chamishi. So the Ba'a Heitev says that there is also a Hakpoda not to call up a grandson after a grandfather. Yeah. And the Pre-Chodosh writes on that, V'loi Nehirali, the Ba'a Heitev brings down, B'Shem the Pre-Chodosh, he says, V'loi Nehirali, I don't agree. I don't think if there's a Hakpoda about a Ben after an Av, there's no Hakpoda about Ben Benoi after the father, grandfather. Says the Mishnah Berura, in the shame of the Derech HaChaim, Yesh Machmirin Afilu Avim Ben Benoi, but then he says, of a Mokum HaTzoyach, Yesh Lahate Im Ben Benoi. If you have a Mokum HaTzoyach, bearing in mind that the Mechaba said right at the beginning that Al Pi Halacha there's no Hakpoda to call up anybody after anybody. Morning Shimon, we're just discussing a Shaila that occurred when I got a Ravi on the second day Yom Tov, and my grandson got Chamishi. And we want to know whether or not there's any Hakpoda, and you're waving your hand like that, and that's pretty much in Halacha, it's a bit like that. As I said, the Ba'a Heitev says you don't call up Av and Ben Benoi. You do not. And the Pre-Chodosh says, V'loi Nehirali, he doesn't agree. The Ba'a Heitev brings down that he doesn't agree. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Machmirin, that even a grandson after a grandfather, he says, Yesh Lahatir. Why? Because the Mechaba said, right at the beginning, that there is no Hakpoda al pi halocha. It's all Ayin Hora, yeah. And therefore it's Minak.
About
Shveh and son-in-law. Yeah, what? Doesn't mention Shveh and son-in-law at all. No? But the Dirshu brings down, B'shen the Ben Ishchai, that the Hakpoda, even if you're makpid on Av and Ben Benoi, you're not makpid on Av and Ben Bitoi. And my grandson who was called up is my daughter's son. So there it's a Ben Bitoi rather than a Ben Benoi. So why the difference is between Ben Benoi and Ben Bitoi, that Ben Benoi there is Hakpoda and Ayin Hara, and Ben Bitoi there isn't, I can't help you. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. And right? But all the Mephoshim bring down, all the Mephoshim, Shar Ephraim, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the others all say that B'moka Matzoyach, that there's not what's called, exactly how you define B'moka Matzoyach, but it's not such a Hakpoda, because it's only Ayin Hara. Whatever only Ayin Hara means. Yeah, but nevertheless, and the interesting is that even if somebody comes to the Gabba and says, I'm not makpid al ayin hara, doesn't bother me at all, yeah, nevertheless, ain shoy min loy. So lachatchila eman ichin, but the evad, there are reasons to be mati if necessary. It could be because the aliyahs were auctioned, they were sold, maybe there's no problem of ayin hara.
The contract might say that you have money to pay for it. It sounds like.
Started at the Thoroughway in Northwest London, Thursday, Isru Chag, Kaf Dalad Tishri, 16th of October, Rabbi Semchi Yakubovich, Shlita, in Yana Dioma. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Moss on the 16th Yahrzeit by our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Zechron Lebrocha, who's Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Ram, Zechron Lebrocha, whose Yahrzeit was on Simchas Torah. Or in Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben Rabbi Shim, Michal Tzvi, Yitzkevitz, Zechron Lebrocha, our Thoroughway founder.
Thank you.
There's a number of reasons you'll be hearing from me. It's a three-part series on Kerev with Mamre Chazal, sources and commentaries from the Torah itself. Those of you who don't know much about me, 13 years I've been involved in the Boys Clubhouse. I do that full time now. Along with a number of organizations involved in outreach, what I find fascinating is people always tell me you're involved in the Boys Clubhouse, you do a lot of outreach, and it's really saving lives and building futures. But at the same time, it comes up quite a lot. Adam and Chava, Sefer Bereishis, is a fantastic place to start. People never realize they were the best married couple on earth. Why? With everything that happened? Because Adam could never tell Chava, this is how my mother used to cook. You didn't really have the same shalom how my mother used to cook. The shalom bias wasn't an issue. Shalom bias is key when it comes to raising good children. It's such a yesoi, it's such a fundamental. And yet, when you look at the children of Adam and Chava, you look at Cain and Hevel, something goes wrong there. What went wrong? Adam, Harishon, we're talking about somebody who spoke with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Cain as well, again, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to him. Chazal go back and forth about that, how unique it was with Cain that Kodesh Baruch was able to speak to him. He was such a rasha, he killed his brother, and nevertheless he had this level of nevuah. So how is that possible? So first we have to go back, what the Ramban explains, when we look at and go back to the Nagon, on Barab Shwab, which was shown to me by my brother Yidaleib. Nevuah itself was cut off when Chazal removed idolatry, idol worship, as part of the human nature. You ask a person to bow down to a pencil or a biro pen, they'll call you Mishnah. This is a straitjacket for people like that. Why is it when it comes to, we don't have the same type? And the Vinogon explains it because they removed the gishmak, the drive of Avodah Zorah. So if they remove the drive of Avodah Zorah, then naturally there is not the same level of Kedusha that can come down through Nevoah. Because I once gave it to a guy who was one of my share, and this guy had long hair, he traveled to Tibet, he'd been around the world, you know, one of those free-spirited individuals, and he said to me, it's the yin and the yang. And I was exposed to the yin and the yang concept where they will have something which is called karma, or we have midikinegan. It's very interesting. It's everything's been, you know, repurposed and retitled. The Rambam says the Greeks stole a lot from us. Well, you know, look at the cultures around the world. But the idea that if you're going to get rid of idol worship, then okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Chazal, no problem. You want to get rid of that gate? I'll get rid of this. So, the idea that Hashem can speak to them, to Cain, after he kills his brother. Cain's issue is he doesn't take responsibility. Now, in Kirov, part of what we do, and that's what you'll see in the next two parts, for Noach and Lech Lecha, we're going to be breaking down concepts around Kirov through a Torah prism, the way we see it from a Torah perspective. And it's shocking enough that people turn to me often and they say, in Kirov, is it the fact that you've got people who ask you philosophical questions? I once heard of Gershon Miller Shtita say it so well. He said, the issue you have today, a Moltzad used to be when a person went OTD off the Derech, they would turn to you and they would say, it's because I was exposed to Meskidim. I was exposed to an incredible new philosophy. You know, there's evolution, there's this. It just doesn't work for me as a Jew. And today you ask a young guy, tell me, why you have, cause. Why are you not keeping things? Cause. You know, it's my right. It's shocking. And yet, often enough, I will have it in Sefer Bereishis when I'm with my guys, the question comes up. Do you not believe in the idea of a Big Bang? Do you not believe in the idea of dinosaurs? And I always find it quite amusing. All I have to do is open up a Ramban. Show them what Choshech means, what Or means, what light means, what energy HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world. And they will realize the Big Bang doesn't come close to what Chazal teaches about the creation of the world and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything into the very nature of the world. Show them in Or HaChaim, the reason Chazal, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes life come out of the water. It's you know, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it for that point. Give them a Dr. Gerald Schroeder shit to listen to about days and time. Stop, that's today's generation. I find it very hard. These are more educated Chevra I'll have coming in who have something to do with Yiddishkeit, who are searching for meaning. A lot of the guys we're dealing with, they're not interested. They're not interested in going into Dafka deep philosophies. Yesh v'yesh. You are nice boys, and primarily these days I'm seeing more and more from the good from backgrounds who've been brought up in Yiddishkeit. They know Sefer Bereishis, they studied in Cheder, they have some idea that they either turned off. Where does it come to? So step one is taking responsibility. How do I see Sefer Bereishis? Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon is given a matrona called Chava. We could get lost into who came before Chava and Chava was created. Originally, Adam and Chava were one go. We're not going to go there. Originally, Chava or Chaim, it's very clear, were both called Adam. She and they were together. After the whole Maisa of the Chet that happened, she becomes Chava. At this point, she and him are one in so many ways. So was Chava wrong? Okay, Chava was wrong. Adam was wrong for not showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his big misstep. The wife you gave me, he turns to Hashem. The one you gave me. With your karasatayt. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a wife. Yes, your wife. Had Adam Arishon and Chazal done teshuva, there would have been no problem. The wife you gave me, that's your big knock, that's what you want to tell me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you a wife. This mistake is in the DNA of the world. People can't, Bill Clinton was once questioned about something he did wrong, and he accused the interviewer of doing wrong for asking him that question. That was the attitude, and that was the derech, and the mindset, which is what we have to be metaken. David HaMelech, the havdol between what the Torah is metaken inside of us. I've said it once before here about the Kotzke Rebbe. David HaMelech and the Nebuchadnezzar, the difference between them, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us, David HaMelech himself had he had the worst life. They say, be careful of a shvigah, he had a shver trying to kill him. You know, the whole time that shver wanted him dead. Yeah, he had his kids trying to kill him. He had Abishalim. His whole life, I'm sort of accepting into his 30s. He got sick at the end of the day. Oh, David HaMelech doesn't stop singing Shir the whole time. To hit him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're never alone, you're with me, it's incredible. I once sent a bochel we were working with here, to a person who likes to do things discreetly. He teaches bochum to heal him. That's what he does. Bochum who are a fountain of going off of there, he will spend an hour each evening with a group, an Eretz Yisrael, teaching them to heal him. And he takes the darkest times of David HaMelech's lives, he does to heal him. And at the end of the she, he says, by the way, this was at that period in his life, Nav Shalom's trying to kill him, and this is at the period when Shalom Melech's trying to destroy him, and this is, and the Bochum are shocked, because when you listen to the she, you think it's Nes Purim, you know, it's all so wonderful and lovely, and he gives to you, I'm never alone. Dov the Melech's attitude. Nebuchadnezzar, through Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the Gemara in heaven teaches us, into a fiery furnace. They emerge unscathed. Nebuchadnezzar begins to sing a shir to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah! Comes along, the mother slaps him on the mouth. He doesn't say any more shira, he's done. So the world's shiver, as I don't understand, is Dovid HaMelech, the prize Talmud, that he's the one who's protected, but Nebuchadnezzar is not the one who's given the same equality over here, that Nebuchadnezzar's stopped. Chotzker Rebbe answers in such a powerful way. He says, you got one patch and you stop singing shira. The shira of Nebuchadnezzar would have surpassed Dovid HaMelech. So Hashem sent the Malach and gave him a patch. The shtick was not to stop singing shira. Then we know you have the right to surpass Dovid HaMelech. Of Dovid HaMelech gets a knack and a knack, he doesn't stop. Dovid HaMelech, Maaseh Batsheva, he doesn't turn around and say, it's not my fault. Well, he didn't chab what the Navi was telling him, what you did with Batsheva. He didn't chab who the sheep is referring to. Dovid HaMelech echabd. Echabd ganz git what's going on. He understands and he says, I have to be the one to be medag. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains the mistake of Adam HaRishon. How could he not value what he was given?
He had no choice.
Sorry.
Which is true. He was given this life, he had no choice.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. What's Adam HaRishon's response to the Rishon? The wife you gave me. The wife you have given me. No one's denying you can make a mistake. It's very clear to us, had Adam HaRishon done teshuva, it would have been accepted. Adam HaRishon's mistake is not doing teshuva. The first step, I'm talking about young men, so forgive me, I know you're like 25, but my point across there is, when you're talking to young men today, your biggest issue is taking responsibility. Baruch Hashem, we have a President Trump who is very good to Israel and to the Jews, it's a kol hakavod to him, but I'm afraid he didn't take responsibility, he'll blame everybody else. This is the fact. You turn around to our gedolim and our leaders in Jewish history, they took full responsibility. They didn't go blaming the world. They didn't blame escalators going up and down. They said, I need to be more mindful about my current standing. Adam HaRishon's issue was not saying, you know, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. The wife, you. Immediately took the responsibility that you need to hold, and you shifted. You could ask a stronger question. She tricked him. You could then go much deeper into the Ramban, but did he know? You can then go much deeper and bring me countless mafarshim, midrashim from Me'am lawyers where it became, she squeezed it and she didn't really tell him, and he really wanted to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. All those are wonderful calculations. Take responsibility for your action. Say, I'm sorry. And the biggest issue is, sorry is a word, it's not an apology. People are very quickly, slachmani. You know, when you say slachmani, avini malkeini. Because when somebody comes before Vini, somebody has a father, he knows that to come, he cries out, he kvetches his father. Makaini, but you have to keep the rules. You've got to work with the Bashef over here. The way a person approaches Shiva is somebody who actually works in it. Reuven is seen as that person, Reuven. What made Reuven so special the way he did to Shiva, the son of Yaakov, you know, versus Cain. Cain, to some extent, you know, Adam Rishon meets Cain, so I didn't know Shiva was so powerful. But it wasn't the same. Reuven has seen this teshuva that Reuven wanted is so great. What made so great is Reuven and his teshuva. The Sipon writes, and I'm just elaborating, though I don't mind going because I can't, unsafe at Midbar. The Sipon says, Reuven Bechor Yisrael. And he asks a very simple question. Why is he Bechor? I don't find myself referring to Malchi Yisrael. He gets a title, Bechor Yisrael. Bechor meant that you served in the Beis HaMikdash. This is what Yaakov had geschlugen with Esau for. He wanted to be the Bechor. If that's the case, why is it that we say Bechor Yisrael? He's not Kohen. He gets no Kohuna. The Sopran says he did Teshuvah. And he did it all heartily. He wanted to be close to the Bashefa. And he felt terrible and he felt upset. And he understood we had to take responsibility. There was no catch involved. Odom, when it comes to Odom, it comes to Chava. You're given a wife. How easy is it to take that present and throw it back at the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where is the idea of taking responsibility for what I have received? Where is your Akoras HaToiv? Let's go further. Medrash Rabbah, don't worry, you're off track. This was on this year. Medrash Rabbah says the world was created for Bikurim. If you're doing Kiruv, do not start off by saying, I'm so happy you're interested in Judaism. It's about a fruit basket. You'll think you're the fruit basket, okay? You don't start telling a person, the world was created for Bikurim, and the guy won't understand what you're talking about. When you go deep into what Chazal is teaching us in Medrash Rabbah, when I bring you Bikurim, when I'm bringing for the Rebbeinu Shem, in Parshas Ki Savoy, what am I saying? Arami Ovidavi, everyone tried to destroy me. You never, ever, ever gave up on me. Nothing is mine, everything is yours. My Akoras HaToiv reminds me where everything comes from. I'm able to mush them well, becoming closer to the Rebbeinu Shem the correct way, because I recognize where everything comes from. That's the whole Nekudah Medrash Rabbah, the world is created for Bikurim. I'm able to recognize it. When one has Akoras HaToiv, when one chabs where everything comes from, one is able to naturally come closer to the Rebbeinu Shem. One has a natural tendency to love another. The Chotka Rebbe had the Yotzeit on the Shana Rabbah. Now, I'm originally Chosid Tzadik, I'm not Chotka, but obviously I'm a Chosid of every Rebbe and every Gadol, so it's a very powerful story I heard. At the time, the armies in Europe weren't exactly too kind to the Jews. From Russia and across the world, the Russians especially, they would force the Eden to go to the army. It's pretty tough times across Europe. And people would come to the Chotka Rebbe to ask him, help us get out of the army. And the Chotka Rebbe would give them solutions how to avoid going to the army. Finally, the local brigade, they got a little suspicious on the Chotka Rebbe, what's going on, so they sent across somebody to pretend he was a Jew and his son has to go to the army. He comes in, and the Chotka Rebbe kept repeat your question. Every time the man said, I have a son who has to go to the army, the Chotka Rebbe would repeat, say your question again, and again, and again. So the person thought the Chotka Rebbe was deaf. So like, you can imagine, four or five times he's... finally the Chotka Rebbe said, it's good, send your son to the army. He walks away confused. The next day, ministers came over, they thanked the Chotka Rebbe. So the town was getting very excited, the Rebbe's Ruach HaKodesh. Chotka Rebbe being honored, said the very simple fact. Every time a Yid comes and cries to me, my heart breaks for him. I feel for him. I can't help but feel for him. But this person came, I couldn't feel a thing the first time. So I thought, I have to walk on my middos. I have to keep walking on my middos. Repeat again. I'll try and take in what you're saying. I couldn't feel it. But the fourth time, I couldn't feel anything. Something was off. This couldn't be that level. How do you reach out? So Rambam says, the more you do, the more you walk on the resource. Salanta has a famous story. That if you invest into somebody, you're more easily able to forgive them. You invested into something. And this is what Chazal is saying. When it comes to Akoras HaToiv, my ability to realize how much Hashem is invested in me, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it builds my Yiddishkeit. It builds me into who I am. How many countless times have I said to people, focus on the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Tesam Amud Beis, look at six of the Mashal, seven reasons for the Churban Bais, and see how they all link up from one point to the other. How Am Yisrael lacked the ability to recognize one another. As the Gemara said, they put their head into the ground. It led to an awful destruction. No Kovid Rabbonim. Again, Akoras HaToiv is at the core of everything we do. So when we deal with young people, generally speaking, it comes to a point where I just don't want to accept responsibility. In today's world, it's very easy. I'll turn around to somebody, what's your greatest dream? What do you want to be when you get older? It sounds like a three-year-old. You get the answer, I want to be a millionaire. You know, I want to make a video, upload it, and I want to have lots of likes. I want everybody to love me. It seems like a very simple, cheap. The answer is, you made the world cheap. There's nothing greater. You've not been able to invest. But we lack the ability to invest in ourselves. That's the greatest risk. And I ask some of the young men I work with, could you tell me, why do you want to make money quick? To be loved. And many times it all leads back to the same thing. I want to be loved. So I will say to them, you know, let's take a look at the Torah. Where do we find the Ahava in the Torah? We find the first time is when Avraham Avinu was asked, bring your son to me as a korban, as a sacrifice. And who's that son? So he says, I have two sons. He answers, I have Yishmael and I have Yitzchak. It's quite scary. Like, surely Avraham Avinu knows the difference between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Nevertheless, Yisro was promised him, he had the Malachim come over to him. For some reason, Avraham Avinu still says he's got two sons. But you know Yisro's son. What's Tzachah? The second time you find the Hava is even more powerful. Rashi makes it very clear. The Yitzchak loved Rivka when he took her to his mother's tent. All the qualities he saw, the Ruchni's qualities, the candles, the clouds, the Chalas, everything that existed came back when he married Rivka. What's Rashi teaching us? The Ahava on that word is he sees her potential. I can see my child's potential. The Gemara says, when you look at Yitzchak Avinu and his love for Esav and Yaakov, it wasn't pshat that Yitzchak loved Esav more than he loved Yaakov, or that Rivka loved Yaakov more than she loved Esav. We know at the end of the parsha and tell this, it was Rivka who said to Yitzchak, I don't want both my sons to die on the same day. She clearly cares about Esau. What does she get after losing both sons? She loves Esau. So then the term Ahava needs to be looked at. What does Ahava mean? Elamai, Ahava means, from what Rashi say, seeing a person's greatest potential. A parent loves the child. A parent can see the potential of a child. You can call it biased love, whatever. Your dreams and what you believe in your child, what you see in your child, that's the greatest yesod. When you deal with a young man from that background, when you deal with it, when you deal with that, Avram didn't see the potential of a Yishmael. He didn't notice that Yishmael has a potential. I had this debate at university about 16 years ago with somebody from the background of Yishmael. And he turns to me and he says, we were debating Freud, my background in psychology. And I came because, you know, I went to Gates like this. You come back with papers. I didn't know you only had to like prepare one statement with a little piece of paper. So I came prepared. They taught us in yeshiva, so you come prepared. So I was a newbie in uni. That's what I thought you had to do. And we were having a university debate, quite a few people were there. And the guy across from me was losing to our team badly. To the point that he says, I just remind you, Jew. This is back then. There are more of us than of you. And according to your Talmud, you go after the Rabbim. Am I correct? So I said to him, it's true. And you are a Yachid. I said to him, yes, I am a Yachid. I am individual. So then why should you be correct over me? Follow the majority. So basically my worth isn't much. So I was very excited. The pink that day I saw the stock market. And I said to him, you know, platinum is worth more than gold. He goes to me, indeed it is. You agree? Good, perfect. He tell me why it's worth more than gold. He goes, because there's less of it. I went, exactly. Okay? Take it from me. My value of what I have, what I can serve, myself as an individual, being part of that, that's what makes me, me. Do you think one second Avraham Avinu did not see the potential of Yishmael? Of course he did. Whole debate, when we're showing them that they done, we done. We're not going to go into that. You see the potential of what somebody can achieve, well, that's a potential. The yesod to saving a generation that we live in today is seeing their potential. Is reminding them of their potential. Because only we can do that level of ahava that so many of us, a child craves. A young teenage boy who's going off the deck has forgotten how much he can contribute and what he has to give. A young boy who is exposed to countless desires out there online, which I'll say, Brahman, all the adults in this room can know, we have to all work on the shamas, but a young bocha, who's not married, has never yet started his career, is thrown into the deep end of this world. And as much as we try and protect our children, it seeps through society. And he feels, I will never make the money at that age. I'm not popular. I'm not the smartest in yeshiva. I can't achieve in high school. I don't have this and I don't have that. Where's my inner hava? Who's seeing my potential? What am I? The yesod is when you start a child off, is to remind the child that everything you have, what you have, your incredible gifts. You know, we have such a curse if you're in our life. It's such an important rule for a child to grow up with that. Adam Arishan was taken by the Bashefi. He was shown, this world I made for you. This is all for you. It's all given to you. You made a mistake. Adam went, Chav, it was a mistake. It was terrible. It wasn't great. Tshuva, what are you taking the matana that you were given and throwing it back in the face of the Ribbono Shel Olam? That was the biggest issue. Do the tshuva now. Take your part of the ownership and say, I'm sorry. I can do better. The idea of going into it, but did he not? Did she squeeze? Why are you taking the gift and throwing it back? She gave you. Oh, wonderful. That wasn't what the Ribbono Shel Olam is asking. Did you do a wrong? I did. And yeah, my wife was mishtatev in this. She made me a compote, okay? Didn't really check the hefshah of the compote. Oh, but Ribbono Shel Olam, no, this thing, this present, you... I gave you a whole world, that's your response. If you lack Hakaras HaTayif, the fundamental, what it is to be a Yid, what it is to be Mitach in the world, how are you going to grow? Why are you going to go? You can't do it. You're limiting yourself. And this, in essence, is a mistake. Now, I say with a couple of stories, that's why I've got this all up in front of me. I have it often. I will meet young men, and this is a thought to ponder. Not that we'll go deep into it, but a lot of young men who don't feel valued. And it's not an egoistical value, you'd be quite surprised. A lot of men who just don't feel they can contribute to society, they don't feel that they are valued by society. And I'm not talking about some guys who are very, you know, goth and walk around like this, the world's against me. No. I'm talking about upstanding. You know, I taught in schools for many, many years. I can say that it was never the ones who allowed this. It wasn't the really, really great kid who had all the answers, or the one who was trying to get thrown out of class, which I didn't do. Okay, but, you know, these kids were always trying to push. It was the quiet ones that scared me. The one who's the quiet child in the back of the classroom and just smiles to everyone, gets on. That child sometimes is overlooked. Not sometimes, often overlooked. It's those children that we have to remind them how incredibly precious they are to us. And we have to put in that reminder and tell them how grateful we are to the Rosh Hashanah for having them, teaching them what it is around them. You take a child and you show him, look how many things you should be grateful for. When I was a child, my father and mother made it a thing to remind me of what their parents went through in the Holocaust. When I was a child, there were a lot more survivors we got to be exposed to that made us value what it meant to be alive in today's world. When I was a kid, today, wow. It's scary because generations are forgetting in seconds what it is to have what we have. The element of Hakaras HaTayif combined with the idea of what true Ahava actually means. Look at Cain and Hevel. Cain's face fell. Or Chaim says, what do you mean his face fell? Dislodged. His face fell. Or Chaim says, when a person reaches that level of kas, there's a neshama, a powerful neshama he has, look at that departs from him. So how much am I blaming Cain for? Cain's mistake was, again, not saying, what's my brother doing right? He looked at himself and said, I'm not good enough. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to him and says, think about it. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam leaves him in some mysterious go talk. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes and he says it to him. Look, think. Cain's thing is, no, I'm not listening. I don't feel love. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, he had no excuse, Cain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka comes to him and says, look what the other one's doing right. Look, you have the whole world in front of you. Take from this world and bring to me. I will happily accept it. That's parenting. The Ribbono Shel Olam teaches us what it means to parent, what it means to show love to a child. And this is the hardest job, I could cry now before Hesia, of this job. You're not dealing with children who are not eager to learn, who are not eager to steig, who are not eager to daven. They are begging you for that love. They're begging to be noticed in the positive light. That guy who's not, that kid doesn't keep Shabbos or says, I'm not interested. I once had this case where a kid said to me, I keep nothing. I'm a shakran, I'm a gamath, I hate everything. And I was like, why did Rebbe so-and-so have me meet this kid? This isn't going well. And then it struck me, I said, if I could prove to you, keep one mitzvah, would you at least have a Friday night meal by me? Yeah, go on. Midvah sheker terchok. Thank you for saying the truth. Thank you for telling me all the things you don't do. Now, do you want to come for a Friday night meal? And he looks at me, he says, wait, you're telling me I did a mitzvah? And he got even more upset. I can't accept. I said, you don't realize what you've got. And that's the biggest loss in today's generation. It's not that we're dafka doing it. When a child sees a world that zooms by at such speeds, when everyone seems to be a success story, we have to remind them how Hakaras HaTayif and what it is to have true ahava for this child. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Very good.